Well, good morning. Or should I say good afternoon? If you hear a little bit of wind, it's actually a good thing. I'm in one of the parks in Auckland. It's a beautiful day, Valentine's Day. So, for those people in love and connected with each other, I'm sure it's a day that be very, very busy. Regardless, it's also Super Bowl day here. It's Monday, but Sunday in America. And the Winter Olympics are also on. So there's a lot going on throughout the world. Here in New Zealand, yeah, we have a few things going on, but it's a beautiful day. And on beautiful days like this, you've just got to breathe it in and say, wow, this is absolutely fantastic. And now the reason being I say that is the last few days have been pretty bad. Very windy, extremely windy in some cases, wet. The remnants of a cyclone that made it to New Zealand dissipated, but it still had an effect. Yeah, flooding, very high winds, and gales, and rain, and it was a bit chilly too. That seems to have ebbed where I am in New Zealand. And now this is a beautiful day, a wonderful day. Where I am in Te Pākehā, there's lots and lots and lots of greenery. When I say greenery, I mean grass, trees. The road is not far from me, it's probably 80 meters maybe away, maybe 100 tops. You can hardly hear them. There's a bit of wind. So the wind's quite welcome. I welcome this wind on this day because the sun is out, there's a few clouds, not many. They're small and they're puffy and they're lovely to look at. And the sky's blue. The gradient of the sky is marvelous. There's sort of a little sort of gradient, which means it's not all totally one color. And you can hear the occasional bird, the occasional person, but very little of the vehicles. It's quite strange because they're not electric cars. These are normal cars. But maybe the trees are breaking up the sound. I don't really know how that's working. So anyway, the subject for today, well, it's any subject, isn't it? But I certainly like to look at the way people and businesses have to recover during the situation that we're all in, and how it's so important. And this is a bit of a business thing. I won't be talking about business all that much. But let's take a look at it. It's customer centric. Everything's about the customer, the consumer, the client. Whichever those names apply to the person you service or you give service to, that is the most important person because it drives the business. And it drives, if you're in software, it drives the way that you make software to enhance the user experience, to make sure that the user using it can do it instinctively, simply, and effectively. So the functionality is all about the user. Very hard to do for some people, very easy for others to think about, but you've got to get that team together where there's a belief that you're doing great things. So the ability to say something must always be accompanied by the ability to communicate in simple terms what you require from a functionality point of view so that the end user says, man, this is easy. This is effective, this is productive, this is what I want, this is what I need. I'm prepared to pay X amount of dollars per month because most software now and services are always SaaS, isn't it? Software as a service monthly basis. And we have the dreaded monthly dip into our account, and consequently, we have the subscriber fatigue. So, one of the hardest things to do is to stop that subscriber fatigue. Namely, by retaining subscribers. My effort today is to sort of put forth an antidote for that type of illness. That is, don't let the customer get sick or pissed off with your program. Keep that customer happy at all times, 25 hours a day, 8 hours a week, 8 days a week. The reason being is, if your product is worth it and it's consumer orientated and it's really effective and the price is right, then there's no reason why that particular customer should leave. When your software, whatever it is that you're offering, is doing the same as other people, you will get competitors and it might become a price war. You might have loss leaders. So the thing is, whatever you're doing, whether it be servicing those monthly customers or servicing customers on a monthly basis, they will eventually stop and relook at their finances during this particular time that we're going through. Consequently, you might have to change your business model. And one of the ways of changing your business model is to get out there, breathe the fresh air like I'm doing right now. Breathe it in, look around and say, well, hell, how come those guys aren't working? Those people aren't working. Well, what are they doing? Are they having a day off? Are they having an extended lunch? You see sometimes the world that goes around you, you don't get to see. The reason being you don't get to see is simply because people are doing things around you, but you're interested only in your own world, so to speak. There's an old chappy with a dog. He's got one of those throwing stick things with a little ball at the end of it, and he uses it but like a woomera, and off goes the ball, and little wee Scotty or whatever it is there, that goes and gets it, and dutifully, in a lot of very nice ways, he takes that ball back to the human master and goes right past him. Man, that's a hard case dog. Well, a lot of dogs like that. However, is there anything better than a dog? Man, these dogs are fantastic, aren't they? Dogs are just, they're really, really fantastic things, and they deserve love and care and attention. And I suppose the same thing applies with cats and what other pets that people have. If it can help you ease your mind and have a wonderful companion, then go for it. So, the thing for today, quite a small thing, but very important thing, customer experience, customer service, build everything around the customer as opposed to getting whatever you've got and reshaping it and marketing so the customer thinks that's interesting. No, do it the other way. How does the customer think about these things? How does the customer want it to be? What's it? Simple, effective, functional, and affordable? Yes, it can be done. And whatever you're applying these principles to, it should work. I heard some very interesting conversations the other day of people raised prices on this and that, and other people said that the things that they're raising prices on were actually terrible. So, you know, you might have one person think that something is great, another person thinks it's terrible. So what you need is you need the A-B testing, or you need a number of people from different backgrounds, different heights, different sizes, whatever you want to look at for being a difference, and have those people test your software or trial it. Validated. It's all good. Now, we've got lots to talk about, and I'm going to take a few photos here, so hopefully this comes out okay. I'm using my phone with one of the earbud things in my ear. Sometimes it's a pain in the butt. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes I like the line feed. Who knows? So wherever you are, have a wonderful day, and I do hope that the rest of the week goes well for you. And we've got the Super Bowl playing, various other things happening, so you take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye.